I think we're actually in the market now for advertising through a newspaper or something like that.
Yes.
I could agree with
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. What do you think?
All the income from those newspapers.
I think we're
Steven,
at the
right?
point where we're gonna, it's going to pay us
Google
more money to get,
right now,
like it costs us $100 if we get one person out of that week's worth of newspaper, and we get it. And we don't need to go to big newspapers. We can go to the Metro.
Have you ever heard of attractive marketing?
I heard the phrase, but I'm not familiar with it.
No, no, I'm not talking about a company. I'm talking about a concept. It's, okay, one of the processes I'm using for my own business is you get a page out there and you offer people something free, something that's helpful. Like I think what I told these guys earlier is the best example of who did this was American Diamond went out there and gave people free information on how to grade diamonds. And what that ended up resulting in is when people went looking for diamonds, who do you think they went to? The guys who were helping them out. So what you do is you get a capture page out there that people can see, and that's what you pay to put up as an advertisement. And then you have it something flashy, like frustrated with web design or, you know, too pricey for you, come to us. Click here. Here's a free video on how to make sure you're getting the most for your money or something along those lines. And what they do is they have to put their email address, their phone number, and their name into that form to get access to the free information that they're looking for. This way you funnel in leads of people who are already interested for your business. Your odds of securing that lead is 50% higher because they're already interested.
Yeah.
Do you follow what I mean? So that way they're hunting you instead of you hunting them. You know they're already looking for it. You've got a foot in the door. They pretty much invited you to call them.
No, that's actually good. Phil, is it? Yeah, I completely agree.
I mean, I'm using this tactic for a network market, and it works. That's honestly, I think, is going to be the easiest way to grow this business the fastest, because unless I start getting more bites with the emails I'm sending, we need to either sit down and figure out a better script or whatnot. But quite honestly, getting one interested reply out of 4 hours of work, this is not something I can see myself doing for a long period of time.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing the same thing, and I feel that. And when I get that one back, I'm like, woohoo! But it's not even a guarantee.
Well, that's just it. And I find myself doing it while I'm watching TV or in between talking to other prospects for my other business. And I can't devote my full attention to it. I'd rather spend that. If I spent that 4 hours talking to even just 20 well-qualified leads, I could probably get 2 or 3 sales out of those 20 leads, as opposed to clicking through 50 to 60 ads in a four-hour time frame.
Well, that's why what Scott was saying is he's saying that he might know people who, like, he has people in other companies that could refer to us. That's a possibility, and what we can do for the people that are referring, that's a little type of benefit.
Absolutely. That's called affiliate marketing. Yeah, what you do is you basically group up with somebody, and they get paid a cut if anybody buys your product off them, and vice versa. So your best bet for that is, I mean, Scott talked about branching out into other services. I mean, you guys might want to look into offering people autoresponder services for their email addresses. Look into like SEO, which is already something you guys are thinking of offering, which is huge, man. A lot of people into home business marketing are into SEO because you need to get a way to get your page viewed among the millions of other pages out there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I mean, these extra services, because so many people now have websites that I think that, yeah, that's very attractive, the idea of securing a loyal customer by giving them their first website at a really low cost is great. But we're passing up 80% of what we come across on a day because they already have websites. If 80% of all business is already done on the internet, that means that we've only got a customer base of 13% of the world. What are we doing? You know, we need to offer more services. We need to get those services, interested in those services. And what I'm going to start doing myself is when I am sending those leads, I'm going to start sending out a message to the guys that have a website, like, hey, I see you've got a website. Great, fantastic. I hope you're successful at using the internet to work for you instead of against you. By the way, you know, do you know about the SEO? Are you able to get your page to the top of that, you know, 1,700-page list when you click on Google? Stuff like that. Get them hooked in just asking for information and go from there.
No, that's clever, yeah. I like it.
So what's your background into this?
Let's see. A lot of telemarketing.
Okay.
Also, a lot of inbound customer satisfaction.
Okay.
3-year accounting course. That's where my business comes from. A lot of door-to-door marketing when I was a kid between the ages of 14 and 19.
Oh, God.
Like selling miscellaneous shit.
Yeah, okay. Well, here's the thing.
A lot of sales.
All right, so you know how, you know as well as I do the pain of cold calling, and you know as well as I do the huge difference between cold calling somebody whose phone number you happen to find and you're just calling to see if there's that one chance in hell you might get a customer versus...
Oh, no, no, one of the companies I worked for, basically what they did was, you know, like when you're having a new kid, you just the hospital, you can sign like a thing saying, ooh, put me in for a draw
yes.
of this.
Yes,
and what
yes.
they did was they took all those phone numbers and after, 6 months after... that draw was done, they took all those phone numbers and they called all these new mothers-to-be out back and offered all these baby clothing. So
yeah. No, that's good.
They get all the information, like the baby's name, what sex it is, and whatever, and then they would wait 6 months to a year when the guy forgot about it. And they're like, hey, so I hear you have a baby now. And they're like, how's it coming up? You're like, remember you put in a draw? They're like, oh, okay. And you're like, hey, I got babies. And it was, most of the stuff was, actually appealing stuff, like kids' novels, like little one-year-old novels, like Winnie the Pooh and shit.
Yeah.
So a lot of these people would be like, sure, yeah, that'd be great. And then you know the kid's name, too, so you're like, so I hear little Johnny's one. Like, oh, yeah, he's cute. You get all these mothers who love their kids, and all these leads that you already know their names.
Yeah.
Like plenty of sales.
No, and that's
rather
good, but I mean...
the old job I worked, when I called people from the phone book,
yeah.
And I only got maybe two sales, sorry, not even sales, I would get maybe 4 to 5 leads an hour, but I would actually, by the end of the week, when my people actually went out trying to sell the product, I would get maybe 1 to 2 sales.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I mean, that's not what we want. We want well-qualified leads. That way we're more productive with our time. And with the number of people on this planet that are looking for this kind of a service, it literally is just a way of getting our leads funneled into us.
Yeah, I know. We got a good product, like you said. It's the matter of getting our name out there and getting the leads to come to us.
Well, advertising is the first key to that.
I honestly think our product's going to fly because
absolutely.
It's a good price. Hell, I even got people that I'm, like, the word's already getting out from through my family and friends. They're like, hey, I heard you wanted a website. Well, I got a friend, Steve, that can make you a website for this stuff.
Yeah.
The word's already getting in there. I mean, we're not doing bad for a company that's been open for business for 8 months.
Yeah.
Like, we got a decent amount of sales. It's slow, obviously, but any new company is slow.
Well, yeah, it's true. Typically, if you're making money in your first year, you're laughing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it most businesses, no matter what kind, if you're making funny money after your first year, you're laughing.
And more importantly with us, is we're not just making money. We're making money every month from the people that we got in the beginning.
Yeah, exactly.
We're only going up now.
Yeah.
I like your thinking, Phil.
Well,
I can see you're a bright person in our team.
I do many different things for a living, and I figure, I mean, my full-time job is as a collection agent for MBNA. And I mean,
I was thinking of getting a job there.
Dude, they pay well. They pay well. You have a reason to be calling those guys, man. That's what I was trying to get to you after. The point I was trying to get across is the difference between cold calling somebody that you don't know and you have no reason to be calling them and calling somebody who's invited you to call. The customers I call at MBNA invited me to call them by not paying their bill. I have a reason to call them. So I have all the leverage. I've got a leg to stand on. So when you get people sending you their information because they run a home business, you can call them and say, hey, you know, what's up? My name is Phil. I'm calling from my home office here in Ottawa. Your name came across my desk because I understand you were interested in information about getting your business on the internet. Do you have 5 minutes? And then we need to figure out a quick way to figure out if spending the next 20 minutes talking to them is going to be worth our time or not. Again, these are all tactics.
I'm going to encrypt it.
Just tell me where you're going to put it.
Yeah.
I think that's good enough to beat anybody in the government.
Yeah.
I'll just give a deal with Russian. It's built to defeat our government.
Oh, man. See that?
Russian archiving something. I have no idea.
Really? That's who does it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
They were made by a Russian fucking guy way long ago.
I remember Razor 9/11.
Yes. Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, he was
crazy. Razor 9/11.
Yeah, they're still really screwed.
I know most of my pirates are
Starcraft. My copy of Starcraft and Brood War.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. He's still around there.
Or she.
Yeah.
Yeah, did I ever tell you about Razor? One thing I like about what's in the costume.